I am very joyous and grateful to have an opportunity to be here at the studio today here in Tulsa, and I'm visiting with the artist Liz Duick. Thank you so much, Liz, for taking the time. I appreciate this.
Yeah, thank you so much, too, for having me. I'm really excited to keep talking with you.
Yeah. This is really neat because we're actually, because obviously I realize people can't see us, we're actually sitting here amidst your work with this exhibition that you're curating, and I'm assuming there's some of your work here as well. Just wanted to give you an opportunity to speak a little bit about the upcoming exhibition. And
yes, of course. So this is actually the second viewing of an eco art exhibition called Along the Cimarron. It's a group show that involves multiple local Oklahoma artists. So we have a wildlife artist who does charcoal drawings, Kayla Anley. We have a photographer, Rachel Rector, both local to Tulsa. We have an audio artist from Oklahoma City, Joseph Momed. And then myself, I paint and do work with natural materials. And then my partner, James Rattery, he is helping me co-curate because we figured together was better than I've learned that this is a lot of work being both a curator and an artist. So
yeah.
He's been helping me a lot with this project. So we've kind of just joined forces, and so he's helped me co-curate and also building a lot of really beautiful nature installations for the show. So it's become this really wonderful group project that has become so much stronger than I could ever do on my own, I think. Or I would need a lot more time, you know. It's been a really, really great project. And so, yeah, we have, we're putting it up right now. The opening reception here at the studio in Tulsa will be Saturday, April 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. And then we'll have weekend viewing hours the remaining weekends of the month, as well as different Earth Day kind of activities and nature activities. We're going to have a concert and like Earth Day yoga and mindfulness painting activities. So there's a ton of fun events that we get to do, which is the fun part about this venue space. It's a kind of a flexible, creative venue. So the owners were so sweet here and just gave us a lot of flexibility with kind of doing different experimentations and fun projects. So we've been really having a blast with that.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you shared that. And this is the first, as I mentioned to you before we started recording, this is the first time that I've been in here. And I really do pick up on this energy of, you know, I don't know what the word would be, but the phrase is, you know, bringing the community together.
Definitely.
I definitely sense that there has been a lot of that here, and that there is and will continue to be.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice. We had our first showing was at Modella Gallery in Stillwater, and that was like a little more of a formal gallery. And as an OSU alumni, it was really fun for me to kind of come home to my art home and show it there in a bit more of a formal space. And then it's kind of fun to have this more flexible experimental space to play with it. And again, to kind of test those boundaries of art today and kind of make it, we really wanted to make this show interactive and you know, really help people connect with the work as much as possible. It's not just simply flat work on a wall. It's much more interactive, and so it's been fun to have both kinds of space to play in.
Yeah, I really do honor that too. I love that. I was going to ask you, when I read a little bit about you, I try not to read too much about people because I really love hearing from them in their own words, you know, about their life journeys. There was two words that came up, and of course, you know, not knowing you, I'm willing to go out on a limb here. But what I wanted to mention these two words to you, and what I'd like to do is ask you, you know, the words that came up were exploration and connection.
Yes.
That may have been in your artist statement.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember. Mm-hmm. But I was going to ask you what that means to you at a deeper level. And also, in addition to that, how you share that exploration and connection with the community.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad you asked that, because those are just such fundamental words to me. And it's something I've thought about a lot. To me, they mean balance. To me, they are like the perfect balance in life. The physical exploration of getting out into the land, exploring, I feel like it's how you get to know a place. You know, you get to explore, you get to be curious, you get to have fun. There's no rules with exploration. It's like more free and open. And I think that act of exploration in a place is how you really get to know a place more intimately. And then along with that, what balances it is this kind of quiet, still connection where you get to kind of emotionally connect with the place, you know, and then it goes to that deeper level where it's you appreciate the physical qualities of a place and the, you know, discover the really cool, fascinating things about it. But then when you sit still to appreciate it and let that kind of gratitude for the land and the place sink in, I think that's when like the real, I mean, it's a real relationship with a place begins and the land. And in my case, the land, because I study the land with my art practice. And that's been my whole life. That's not just a new thing. That's been my entire life. And I just think that's just really important to not only, you know, paint a picture of somewhere that's pretty or lovely or whatever, but to really understand the deeper meaning of it. And it's really powerful how much of an influence that can make on us. And I think the reason why the connection part is so important is because I think nowadays, you know, we're not in nature as much on a regular basis. We're much more, we spend a lot more of our time inside walls and in buildings and at desks. And I think that connection to the land can get lost. And, you know, the more we're outside appreciating the land, just spending time, doesn't have to be anything crazy, like just hanging out, taking a walk, you know, sitting on the grass for a little bit. I think the more we can do that, the more we really appreciate a place. And kind of what we had mentioned a little bit earlier of how both of us in our 20s were a little bit nomadic, always tried to move out of Oklahoma. Anyone I know knows me. I always loved to travel, but I was really trying to get out of Oklahoma like throughout my whole 20s. And it just kept coming, you know, it just brings you back. And it's just funny now because once I stopped fighting it, I was like, okay, I'll be here. I'll be fully in. What do we have here to look at? And growing up, I always liked nature, but when I travel, I would do a lot of hiking and traveling in other places, you know, in Colorado and Montana and even other countries. And then I didn't really take the time to get to know what was in Oklahoma. And so when I moved back from California during the pandemic, you know, there wasn't a whole lot else to do. So I was like, you know, I'm going to make it my goal to like just find all the nature areas I can in Oklahoma and just see what we have here. And it's been a really fun journey. Again, exploring with an open mind, kind of exploring, finding, following curiosities. And the more I just started kind of exploring Oklahoma internally, the more I was like, wow, this place is actually like really interesting and really diverse. And then the more I started appreciating it and the more I started feeling the essence of this place. And there really is something special here in the land on a deeper level. That I want to stick around longer and investigate, you know? So.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you just, you know, kind of looking back at your artistic journey, mm-hmm. It would be really interesting to hear, you know, how that, as far as tracing the geography of mm-hmm. that, really getting a sense of how you got started creating art and just to understand how you have evolved as an artist and a human being.
Oh, man. Well, it's funny because you said, I feel like my earliest memories involve art in some way, like drawing, painting, collaging. You know, I grew up the youngest in a family of three, and my dad's from another country, another culture, and so when he moved to the U.S., work was a lot tougher. And so my family, you know, we didn't grow up much, and both my parents had to work multiple jobs usually, and my siblings were older, so I kind of found myself just like with a lot of free time. and we usually lived in, you know, places in the country, you know, which was a huge blessing growing up in a family. We didn't have a lot of money, but even the house that we rented growing up that I lived in the longest was on like 7 acres with like woods and a prairie and trails to run through. And I'm so grateful for that. I spent all of my childhood just either at my desk, like, you know, drawing or painting, or I had a little card business. I'd make greeting cards. Or I'd be outside climbing trees and running around in the trails and taking pictures of the plants. And so, I mean, really, it's so in the foundation of who I am. I can't even remember a time where art and nature were not involved in my life.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny when you get older and you kind of return to yourself and it's like, oh, well, now I just find a way to do this in a bigger scale and somehow get paid for it. And that's the dream, right? That's the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was, it has there been just in terms of any, just, you know, getting a sense of what your area of focus has been, mm-hmm. I guess maybe kind of drilling down into the micro a little bit. Mm-hmm. Has there been any, you know, as far as how that has evolved, just anything that you might speak to, just as far as like specific areas of focus and interest and how that's found its way to, you know, your finished artwork?
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, I did like art in high school and then I went to school for it. And, you know, academically in art, you know, oftentimes they, you know, they do help you try to find like a focus. And, you know, once you learn how to make work, it's like, okay, now what do you want to make work about? And when I went through that process, like when I was younger in high school, I kind of was interested in painting people or drawing people. And, you know, I was kind of experimenting with different methods. And but once I got into college and started oil painting, like that clicked right away. But it was also a time in my life where I was traveling more. I was going on these little adventures more and hiking a lot more. And so I would, you know, take these reference photos of like mountains and different trails I was on. And to me, when I think about, okay, like, what do I want to make a picture about? Like, what's the most inspiring thing I've done lately? These, like, adventures and these travels were always just, like, the most exciting thing that I wanted to make work about. And that evolved into really wanting to focus on landscape art. And as that's evolved, it's, okay, well, now I want to focus on Oklahoma. And now as I'm learning more about Oklahoma, I'm discovering, like, wow, we have one of the most diverse states, like our ecology is like one of the most diverse states in the country, and our ecoregions, and now I want to focus in on that. And so the thing I love about art is that once you have your style and your skill, you get to kind of go on your own little journey then about what you're interested in and what you want to learn more about and make work about. And right now I feel very connected to Oklahoma and the ecoregions here, and I really appreciate how that evolves, but I would definitely say like adventure and travel started it all.
And I love that whole idea about sometimes we have to, you know, go somewhere else mm-hmm. to, would you say in some ways, just looking at your evolution since you've returned back mm-hmm. here, if there's anything you can speak to, even beyond being an artist, just as a human being,
yeah,
you know, how this has affected your consciousness.
Oh, 100%. I mean, cause it's, I wouldn't say, like, it's like there's not just one place that feels like home to me. Like, when I travel, I really do appreciate seeing other ecoregions and environments, and they're all beautiful for their own way, of course. And, I mean, yeah, it's like there's so many places that are really, really fascinating, but... Sorry, I'm kind of losing my train of thought. I had it, and sometimes it just flies away. But yeah, I think you know, exploring and traveling out of Oklahoma and definitely gives you that perspective and that contrast of like, okay, yes, other places might have more grand mountains and these like crazy oceans and you know, other cultures, but then it makes you have something to compare your own culture and land to.
Yeah.
And I would say such a big thing about Oklahoma is like, it's not only the land, but really it is the people too. Like the Tulsa community is so sweet and so connected and so encouraging. It really does feel like a good home base. But yeah, I had to have something to compare that to. It's like, we don't have like the Rocky Mountains or we don't have these like, you know, rainforests necessarily, but what we have is still really special, and a lot of other places don't have what we have. And so I think like once you start appreciating nature, it's like it doesn't have to just be like grand nature. You kind of start understanding like more so the essence and the energy within, you know, nature that is the more powerful thing than just the visual scale of things. So of course I appreciate going to other places and hiking and other places, but I think it's kind of cool to get to like represent Oklahoma and show people what we have here. And I think more people are starting to kind of notice Oklahoma. I think we're kind of getting on the map more culturally. And so it's kind of fun to be in the place of you know, getting to kind of speak for Oklahoma and you know, encourage what we have here.
So. Yeah. And I appreciate that. And I was going to ask you too, I know, you know, I don't necessarily have any exact statistics, but I'm understanding that as a result, and maybe, you know, I don't know if it's directly as a result of the pandemic, there may be other factors, that there have been so many people moving here. And mm-hmm. I remember when I read the first time I read an article about this, I thought, really? Yeah. People are moving here from the West Coast, from the East Coast. And, you know, I've kind of, and as we talked about before we started recording, I've kind of gone through that whole process of really embracing this land and what's going on here. But it just amazes me to think that there's, you know, many people that are, you know, deciding to, you know, uproot and actually, you know, move everything here and bring their lives here. And
it always makes me so happy to hear, too. And when people genuinely, like, enjoy being here, because, again, it's just so different from what I always heard growing up. Like, you know, there wasn't this, like, excitement for a place. And I think the more people add into that, the more exciting the place will feel, because more people are putting their energy and especially creative energy into a place, and you know, the more we can create opportunities for each other to invest in a place, we get to make the place more special ourselves, you know, and that's really exciting to think about. And another reason for doing this, kind of this grand project I have going on, like this exhibition is kind of a little puzzle piece of it. But I really want to do, my large scale project is to do artwork about all the different ecoregions in Oklahoma, because I think people growing up here their whole lives don't know. I mean, I was definitely one that like didn't know a whole lot about our landscape here. And then, yeah, again, all these people that are newly coming to Oklahoma, they're just like, it's all flat prairie, right? And there's a lot of that, but it's not, though. We actually have 12 different ecoregions, and we're the fourth most diverse state with, like, in terms of our ecoregions. And again, it's like we don't have these like huge grand mountains, but I like to say we have like a little appetizer, like sample platter of everything.
Yes.
You know, we have like the salt plains and the prairies and the cross timbers and even like swamp marshlands down south, and we have so many interesting little pockets and gems where, in terms of like getting to explore a place, there's a ton of diversity. And the best part is it's not overcrowded, it's not expensive, you know what I mean? Like, you get the time and the peace, and I don't know, I think there's a ton of pros to exploring landscapes here, but that was kind of a more grand scheme of this exhibition is kind of making artwork about each of the ecoregions to really showcase what Oklahoma nature is, like what our land and our plants and our wildlife, like how interesting and diverse it actually is. So this show is like the North Central and mainly Northwestern. So it almost has this like deserty feel to it, with like the Panhandle and Black Mesa, and everywhere the Cimarron flows just has this beautiful like whitish red sand, and it really is just like, it's so different than if you go east out towards Arkansas, where it's like the beautiful forested regions and the lush greenery, and so I really love the contrast of our state, and so I want to show people that are new here that like, hey, Oklahoma actually is exciting, don't worry, you know, it actually is cool here. and then for the people that have lived here their whole lives that are just like, oh, I didn't know that, or I've never been here. It's like, I just want to encourage people to go explore and go see what's out there.
Yeah. In fact, as you're saying that, you know, what's coming up for me just coming up intuitively is that, you know, you can live in a place for, you know, years, mm-hmm. decades, your entire life. I do wonder about that. And I mean, and I feel like I certainly did that here and really took things for granted. Mm-hmm. I just find it interesting. I don't know if you had any thoughts about that, just in terms of how, you know, it is actually a person can get to a place where they don't really necessarily think I shouldn't be specific, but maybe there's, you know, somehow it's a loss of connection with, or maybe there never was, you know, none of this is judgmental. It's just, you know, about people's experiences.
Right. Well, and I think it's very, very normal and understanding to get used to our daily routines and to get busy in life. And I think that's kind of where the adventure and the exploration part comes in, of like, you know, go to a new place you haven't been to in a weekend, like go explore, go try to find somewhere new. And then have an experience, have a meaningful experience somewhere else. And then, you know, so if you ever start to feel bored in Oklahoma, just take one weekend, to have a little adventure and try to appreciate a new place and just kind of see what happens. Like, easy as that. And I think that's why, I think really on a deeper level, like that's why humans, we need adventure and we need exploration. I think we are very nomadic at our roots. So I think staying still in the same routines every day is difficult on us. And I also just feel like sometimes just regular life can be so busy and get so overwhelming that I know for me, like I absolutely need the like emotional reset that an adventure and connection does, because I feel like, again, the active part helps you kind of like shake out the dust of the week, shake out, like hike it out, run it out, whatever, kayak it out, but helps us kind of shake off, you know, the dust of daily life. And then once that's gone and we're appreciating nature, then it's like that peaceful, deep reset happens. And man, after a little weekend adventure getaway, it's like I feel like I've lived another life, and I come back so ready for the next week. And I think that's why it's necessary for our well-being too.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And I'm wondering too, as far as you had talked about this a little bit before I hit the record button as well, about your experiences, you know, working with other artists and collaborating and having that connection, not only just with the community people that will be coming to experience this, but also, you know, what it's been like. If I could ask you, you know, what the evolution of that has been, just in terms of your experiences, you know, collaborating and co-creating with other artists and, you know, leading up to this.
Yeah, it's been fun. And of course, not always perfectly easy. Like it's very easy sometimes to be like, oh, I'm just gonna do everything on my own, you know, whatever. But this show has definitely been, it's been so fun. And really, like, these artists are all my friends too. Like, it's so funny. Like the audio artist, Joseph Momed, we literally just met during the pandemic camping in Arkansas. Like we were just, there was like three different people solo camping. We're all just kind of like in our own little corners. And then we all ended up hanging out for the weekend and cooking together. And like, I had my art supplies and Joseph had his music stuff, which I think is hilarious because we've talked about like wanting to collaborate and do something with our art and music for years in our friendship. And we're like, oh my gosh, we did it. Like, we're here now. And Kayla Anley, we went to OSU together. I was like a TA in her drawing class years ago. And I've gotten to see her skill evolve like immensely. And oh my gosh, she has gotten so talented. And it's been really fun. It's made it really, really fun to get to work with other artists. And again, gives that different perspective of a place. Like I don't draw animals, like, you know, and it's like, it's really nice that the other, you know, we can see the whole scope of the place. And the other really, really exciting part of this show was that we did a camping artist retreat for it. So we got a grant through OVAC, the Creative Projects Grant, which helped us rent out this venue and then also covered the cost of an artist retreat. So one of my good family friends has some land out near Stillwater by the Cimarron River. And he just lets, you know, me and my partner, let's go play on the land whenever we want. So we'll go four-wheeling, we'll run around. And it's like, it's our favorite little like getaway spot. And that was actually a really big part of the focus for this show, actually. So for this artist retreat, I was like, wouldn't it be fun if we just kind of all hung out for the weekend and went camping and just, you know, made art together and hung out outside and really get that like connection, that immediate connection for the place before we really like begin pushing this show too much and making work about it. So we did that last November. We met up for a weekend and, you know, we brought our materials and our supplies, but I told them to keep it really open of like, you know, don't feel like you have to make your regular work, like have fun, play, even if you don't make anything right now, that's okay. I just wanted to be very open and I wanted them to have their own connection with the land and authentic, you know, experience. And I think they all did and it shows. So, you know, I wanted them to have the time to connect to the land and then we all got to have time to collaborate with each other in a fun way. It wasn't like this sitting around a desk table and, you know, it wasn't like a business meeting where we're like, we're doing X, Y, and Z. We got to like run around on the river and play in the sand and you know, like, it was just so much fun. I think that was definitely one of the biggest highlights of this whole exhibition. And yeah, that sense of collaboration and experimentation, like I feel like really came through in this show. I think all the artists kind of got out of their comfort zones a bit and did new stuff. And together we created a lot of these different experiences that were just kind of reflections from the artist retreat. For example, for our viewers that can't see us right now, or listeners, I should say, we have this like giant sandbox in front of us. And this evolved from at the artist retreat, Kayla was playing in the sand with the sticks and kind of drawing different lines. And I think at one point she was like drawing a bird. And she was like, guys, this is really fun. Do you want to try it? And we're like, yeah. So we all just like get these sticks and we're all just drawing in the sand and laughing and like just being goofy. And And we're like, that was such a fun experience. Like, how could we bring that in the gallery somehow?
Wow.
So, like...
Yeah, I love that.
Together, we did a little manual labor, and we hauled sand from the Cimarron River into the gallery, and James very creatively repurposed this old bed frame, which I love too, that we like upcycled something.
Yeah.
This old bed frame. And so together we just created this like sandbox, and now people can actually come into the gallery and draw in the sand from the Cimarron River with these sticks.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. That. It's so fun to watch people's faces, like no matter what age they are, if they're a little kid or a grown adult, like people just get giddy about it. And it's hilarious that something so simple can just like make people so happy. And that just naturally evolved from this retreat. And I love that has happened all over the gallery.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I don't know that I have ever spoken with an artist before that the process of you know, planning and creating a multi-artist show like this. Mm-hmm. And this may be a silly question, but I'm just going to go ahead and I'll just go ahead and stick my neck out, and it's coming up. Do you feel like in some sense that the creation of the work that we see here today, and also the co-creation, the collaboration, the energy that, you know, between you and all the other artists, do you think that a lot of that really started? I know you had mentioned about the retreat. Do you feel like in some ways that the process of creation includes, even if everything in here wasn't created during that retreat, do you get a sense that it started there?
Oh, 100%. I feel like, you know, we had met up like a few times before to be like, hey, do you want to do this show or at a coffee shop or whatever? But I think to really, really get the deep understanding of the show. And again, it's about that, like, that deep personal connection. I didn't want to just tell them like, make photos about these kinds of places and let me send you reference pictures. And I really wanted it to be like, hey, like, how can we translate the special energy that these landscapes hold in a gallery? Because when you're out there, when you're out on this land, like, it has such a visceral presence. And I'm like, well, I can't really just bring everyone out to this piece of land for this show, as far as like, I can't put the gallery out here, right? So to me, it's like the fun challenge is like, how do we convey that visceral, like really strongly felt feeling as much as possible inside of a gallery space. And I think by leaving a lot of open room of creative freedom to the artist and not overly dictating like what they make work about, I think that was a really important thing too, because it's like, I just wanted to encourage them to have their own meaningful connection on the land and get to experience how special this place is to me, but in their own way. So, yeah. And I think because these are all nature-based artists, they're all artists that are kind of used to, yeah, going on trips and exploring and being on the land and having connection to nature is also important to them. You know, I think it'd be cool to kind of see what it'd be like to get an artist that like is very urban based, only like, you know, paints indoors or does work about cities or, you know, but yeah, like each of the artists, they have their own special relationship with nature. And for me, it was like getting to show them one of my favorite places but still having their own experience. And I definitely think like the energy created from that weekend is so felt, because it didn't only inspire the pieces, but really like the memories we created there and the experiences we got to create together, again, as friends, just as people who respect each other, as other artists, like you can ask any of them, like that was such a special part of this whole thing. I'm looking at Kayla's picture of like the stars and the bass.
Yeah.
And I just remember that that was kind of inspired by at nighttime when we were camping, you know, we sat on the bonfire and everything. And at one point we went to look up at the stars in the field, and the stars were just brilliant that night. And we were all just like, we just kind of had this moment of looking at the sky and just kind of appreciating the day and how fun it was and just the beautiful night sky to kind of cap it off. And then as we were like quiet and still, we just heard all of this like wildlife, like all the sound, the coyotes and owls and bugs. And we were like, we were so immersed in it. And so I think for us, like we got to create really special memories, and all we want to really do is just share that in the best way we can. And I think that's why this exhibition has such a, like an emotional quality to it and a really viscerally felt like essence to it, and that was the feedback we got from the last exhibition as well. But yes, I definitely think the energy from that and the collaboration with each other and the land, that all matters so much with doing a show and working together. And yeah.
Yeah, I have so much respect and reverence for that. It's mm-hmm. it's beautiful to think that seeing these works, that the process just didn't start with each artist, deciding, okay, I'm going to start that process of creation. Mm-hmm. That it actually started even before that. So mm-hmm. yeah, I find that I really do. I find that deeply moving. I was going to ask you too, just as an artist and as a human being, I'm sitting here. And, I have no way to know anything, but I love how you're speaking about all of these various opportunities for people to come in and actually really immerse themselves mm-hmm. in what it is that you are wanting to be conveyed by these various artists. And I know, since it's before this has happened, there's probably no way to know what, the conversations will be. Mm-hmm. But I certainly get a sense that there will be a lot of those, that there will be opportunities to, hear from people and how mm-hmm. it's going to affect their consciousness. If I could ask you just, with any previous exhibits, just anything you mm-hmm. might speak to in terms of, have there been any formative moments in terms of feedback that you've received from people where you have seen that it really, what you have shared has really impacted their consciousness in a certain way?
Oh, 100%.
And I don't want to put you on, I'm not,
oh,
you know,
no,
I don't
I
want to put
this.
You on the spot.
I could talk about this all day long. I mean, because this, to me, that's the important part of the work. Like that's the fulfillment I get from the work for sure. There's a few things I kind of want to touch on, kind of in a fun, more lighthearted experience. Last year, I did a show at Living Arts that was kind of more about the northeastern region of Oklahoma. So we did a few different installation works, and one of them was a fun collaborative piece between me and James. He is a big kayaker, and so we go kayaking a lot, and I love it. And so I did a piece about the Illinois River in Tahlequah, and so I painted these three panels, and then he built this like cool structure to put them on, and then we actually put one of his kayaks in the gallery so people could literally sit in the kayak and then like be immersed by the paintings of the river. And they're these bright turquoise like colorful paintings, and it was so fun because I got to take my students from the Tulsa Boys Home, and they were like, we can sit in this kayak, and I was like yeah, and I was like, pretend like you're rowing down the river, like have an adventure, and it was just the sweetest thing to just see my students just get so excited and involved in this artwork and like literally pretend like they're like paddling down the river. And a lot of them had never been in a kayak before, and I mean that's something I'd never done until I was older too. And so it was just getting to show my kiddos, and I teach teenage boys specifically, and they're kids that come from kind of difficult backgrounds, and just getting to show them just a fun, new, exciting part of life was really cool. And just to show them like there's so much of the world out there and so many fun things you can do. So as far as like a fun, lighthearted thing, like that was just a blast, getting to show my students the exhibition and just have let them play. And then when we did the Cimarron show in Stillwater, we got a lot of really good feedback from that, because it was the same artwork and everything, and so we got a lot of good feedback from that. And one of the special events we did was something we kind of put together called a listening session. So since the audio artist Joseph Momed, since he made a custom album for the show, we were like, we should do a special activity where people get to just kind of sit and listen and focus on the work. And then like let's do something different than a traditional gallery setup. Like so we wanted to do something where people could like sit with the work and really appreciate the work visually, and then also the auditory work, and like really get to hear the work. So we did something called a listening session, and we had this great little group of people show up, and we gave them like yoga mats and chairs, and we're like, set up wherever you want around the gallery. Like find a piece that maybe speaks to you or is meaningful to you, and just get comfy. And I gave them some art supplies to draw on if they felt restless or if they wanted to draw, to kind of get into that like kind of mindfulness mode. And then after a little bit, kind of invited them to just like, then close your eyes and just kind of listen to the music. And so it's this really fun kind of mindfulness practice. But it's this really, really sweet moment where this woman was walking around, and she saw Kayla's picture of this rabbit. And it's a rabbit it's a dying rabbit. And it's kind of a commentary on like the cycle of life and nature. And this woman walked up to it and just had like tears in her eyes. And And she just opened up that, you know, they had like recently like lost a special pet that had run away, and their rabbit, they haven't seen it, so they don't know if it's alive or not. And they were just, it was just a very special family pet. And so she saw this and just had such a moment with it. And it was really, really like, oh man, it was sweet to see. And just getting to connect with someone on that work was really special. But yeah, these little moments like that, they keep happening, and I love it. I love it. Like, I want people to feel comforted by the work or feel excited about the work. And I think that's happening. I really think it's happening, and it makes me so happy.
I love that. And I'm so appreciative that you have taken the time to share. I get the sense that this has been, I hope anyway, there was no expectations on this. I certainly sense that there would possibly be some exploration about your exploration.
Yeah.
And it certainly does feel like that. Good. That's just one humble human being's experience. I thankfully got to do is sit here and to be able to hear you and to hear the energy in which you shared this. I think that's all the questions for now that are coming up. I do want to also give you some space and time if there's anything that I didn't ask, that maybe there's some question that's wanting to be asked or asked, sorry. Sometimes the speaking is interesting, which is doing this. And then also, if there's anything that you feel moved to share, I just really wanted to give you some space and time to be able to do that. No expectations.
Oh, no, of course. I mean, I absolutely loved this conversation so much, and I really appreciate someone giving me a platform to get to share more about the work and the artist and this what we're trying to create here. And honestly, I just want to share gratitude for the land that we got to, you know, experience and explore. I don't see the land as this dead thing that we get to walk all over. I feel it as a very living thing that we are in relation with. And I think it's just as important to, thanking the artist for being in the show, but thanking the land for allowing us to create work about it and honor it. And I think every time I feel that way, it moves me beyond a place that I can understand. And I also want to give a little shout out to Gary Spencer. He's our great family friend that has the land out in Coyle, the Cimarron River, that let us do the artist retreat. And he's just been so encouraging and supportive of all the stuff we do. He's just like says yes to everything we ask about. We're like, can we just take random driftwood and haul sand from the river? And he's been so supportive. So on a little side note, I guess the last thing about this show is I have a little story and a spiel about Gary Spencer and his land, and just, you know, what it's kind of an interview of someone who's owned the land for a while and kind of his perspective on being a caretaker for the land, really. And he's just a really special person in our world, so I want to give him a shout out and thank him. The artist had a lot of fun getting to know him over this process, but I would say the biggest takeaway is just, again, that acknowledgement and appreciation for the land is so important, and it's not one-sided at all. It's not one-sided. It's such a symbiotic relationship that happens the more you appreciate the land and appreciate nature. It fuels me so much, and it just makes me want to be a better caretaker of the land myself and to do anything I can. It's just like a close friend that you just want to care for, you know? I just really appreciate what nature has been for me and what art has also been in my life. Those roles have been huge to who I am. So I think that I'll end it on that note.
That
feels good.
That is beautiful. And I really do honor how you have and are doing that, how you actually, you know, contributing in your unique way to that symbiotic relationship.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful. And I really appreciate your time and your willingness to share all that you did. Thank you.
Thank you so much.